latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
Nominations have been revealed for the 2017 Grammy Awards, and two Aussie acts are listed in the Christian categories. For King & Country is up for Best Contemporary Christian Music Performance with its song Priceless, and Young & Free has been nominated for Best Contemporary Christian Music Album with Youth Revival. For King & Country is no stranger to the Grammys, having taken out two awards in 2014 for Best Christian Music Performance with its duet with Lecrae on the song Messengers, and Best Christian Album with Run Wild, Live Free, Love Strong. This is the first time Young & Free or any other act from Hillsong has been nominated for a Grammy. The awards will be held in the US on February 12. In other news, Emma Mullings has been nominated for two awards, one in Australia and the other in the US. First, Australia. Emma's song Skinny Roads is up for one of this country's most prestigious music honours, the Australasian Performing Right Association Song of the Year. The award is determined by members of APRA, the peak body representing composers, songwriters and publishers. Previous winners include Kevin Parker, who wrote Let It Happen for Tame Impala, Sia for Chandelier, and James Keogh, also known as Vance Joy, for Riptide. Emma says the nomination is an absolute honour.
As a songwriter, being recognised in these awards probably mean more to me than other awards, to be perfectly honest. So it's quite a prestigious award and I'm very honoured to even be nominated.
Overseas, America's largest Christian music site, newreleasetoday.com, has identified Emma as a contender for the next big thing through its fan-voted We Love Christian Music Awards. Emma got the nod along with the contemplative worship group Doxa Theo, electronic poets Graceful Closure, worship leader Jeremy Vanderloop, and the rock band The Incandescent.
It's been a big few days, hasn't it? America is a big place. It's a big beast, or big, you know, however you like to look at it. So I've been just so stoked that Skinny Roads is getting airplay on American Christian radio. So now to be nominated in these awards, it's awesome. It's just a real honour.
Nathan Tasker, the Aussie singer who's best known for the songs like You Love Me and No Good Reason, this month is touring the USA with Irish hymn writers Keith and Kristen Getty. And early in the new year, he'll be touring with Michael W. Smith. Nathan says 2016 was a year of challenges and opportunities.
You know, 2016 was a great year. Lots of opportunities to tour around America with Mercy Me and Phil Wickham and my dear friends Keith and Kristen Getty. It was also an opportunity for my wife and I and our two little boys to move into a new home. We live in a 105-year-old church and studio in Nashville, Tennessee, formerly owned by Charlie Peacock. It's called The Art House, and it's a gathering place for creative artists, a place where anyone can come and experience hospitality, and together we might explore what does it look like to live faithful and artful lives together.
This week, Nathan released a new version of the Christmas favourite, Silent Night. I'm Cam Want with the TCM Update.